Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Lamed Ches. Demai Lamed Ches, and the Mezach Lashirim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Ludell, Avram and Devor Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we are on the top of Lamed Ches and Aleph, just one ha'ara from yesterday, and that is we discussed the Mishnah in Demai and the Mishnah in Beitza about bringing Matnos, Kahuna, or Aniyim on Shabbos and Yontif. And the Gemara said that, and it doesn't matter, like Tosfos said in Maseches Beit, it doesn't matter if they come to you, but you're not supposed to give it, Gzeira Mishum, you might be mafresh it. So that is a Durabanan issue, but it does reflect that there is a connection between Hafrasha and Nesina. And that is a big discussion in the Rishonim, whether that is counted as one or two mitzvos, right? I have to be mafresh. I think we touched on this once or twice already in this Masechta, but just to review, I have to be mafresh and mizrus, and then I have to give it to the recipients. So often, when it comes to demai, I only have to do one and not the other, because of hamotzi mechaver lavaraya. Like the matnas aniyim, I could be mafresh and not give it. Right? We had a machlokas, whether you have to even be koreshem, Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim. By meiser rishon, I could be mafresh and not give it, and just give the Trumas Meiser. So how many mitzvahs is the Nesina and the Hafrasha? That's known as the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. In Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Shrushim. Even though the Ramban, numerous times, he would argue on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in either direction, either adding on a mitzvah or taking away a mitzvah, and he doesn't always, in his Hosafos, we have the Hosafos that the Ramban added on to the Rambam. It's not always parallel, exactly. Like I'll say, this should be two mitzvahs. And then you go to the Hosafos, where we have his 17 mitzvahs that he added on to the Rambam at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs B'Zaseh, and it's not there. So we don't exactly know what happens sometimes, somewhere between the Sefer and the listing. But here, this is Beferish, at least in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shrush. And the Rambam says in Shoresh Yud Beis, we know the Rambam has his 14 rules about what you count as mitzvahs and what you don't as an introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs itself is an introduction to Mishnah Torah. But the introduction to the introduction of Sefer HaMitzvahs is the Shrushim, is the rules and regulations. So the Rambam in Shoresh Yud Beis says, you don't count parts of a process separately in mitzvos, right? It's all one process. Sometimes we're commanded to do something, and then the Torah will explain how to do it. And it will explain the word that was mentioned and how you do it. The Torah tells you to do something and tells you how to do it. There's four different ways, parts of the process. You count it as one mitzvah. You don't count every part of the process. Right, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, this is going to be the place where you're going to get together on Chagim and Alila Regel and bring karbanos. Then you have Parshas Truma and Parshas Tetzaveh. Those aren't separate mitzvahs. That's one example. You're not going to count building the menorah as a separate mitzvah and building the making the mizbeach and everything. Begadim, okay, the Rambam has it as a separate mitzvah because begadim aren't part of the structure, but everything part of the structure is all counted. Right, you don't count shechita as one mitzvah and kabbalah as one mitzvah. It's shechita, kabbalah, holachas, rika. Right, that's all the one process of a karban. And that's what the Rambam says about karbanos. You count all of ola and all of chatas. And he gives other examples as well. Ad Shemonu, and there are many people that made a mistake in this. Many of the Gaonim, the Rambam says, Ad Shemonu Matnas Kahuna Ha'arba Ve'esrim Matanos Ba'arba Ve'esrim Mitzvahs. 24 Matnas Kahuna. You count it all separately. Achar Manusam Ksas HaMitzvahs She'osan Matanos Chelek Mehem. Right? No, some of them are part of other ones, and therefore one has to be careful and only count whole processes. So in that context, the Ramban says, I don't agree with all of this. Because the Rambam counted one mitzvah, Hafrasha and Nesina. Hafrasha Nesinas Truma, Hafrasha Nesinas Chala. One mitzvah, the separation and the giving. Says the Ramban, I think there are two mitzvahs. Right? If you're mafresh truma, you never give it to the Kohen, you did something, you were masakin your kri, but you never gave it to the Kohen. Giving it to the Kohen is a separate mitzvah. How do you know that afrasha is separate? You make a bracha on the afrasha. Says the Ramban, if you would say that the hafrasha is just part of the nesina, then we know you make a bracha at the final stage of mitzvahs. You don't make a bracha on putting the tzitzis on the bagot, you make a bracha on wearing the tzitzis. You don't make a bracha on building the sukkah, according to the Bavli, but you make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah. So too, you shouldn't make a bracha on the hafrasha, but only on the nesina. Haraya, it must be the hafrasha is a separate mitzvah. The kasha of the Ramban is then, why don't we make a bracha when we do the nesina? Okay, that's a kasha. But that is the Ramban, and he also says there's it's other rayas that it should be counted separately. So the Rambam obviously doesn't feel that way. He thinks it's one process. What's the process? That's a fascinating discussion in the Sefer HaMitzvahs here on the Rambam. Some Sefer HaMitzvahs say, the Rambam holds this one thing. What is it? It's a Nesina. And the Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. Right? When you're Mafresh, that's the beginning of the process of giving it to the Kohen. Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. That's one formulation. Others say, no, the Hafrasha is the Iker. When you separate and you're Masachin your Kri, the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha. Right, the giving it is the final stage of being mafresh it. Not only do you mafresh it from your kri, you're mafresh it from your reshus, and you give it to the Kohen. And you have both of those formulations in the Leif Sameach, in the Marganisa Tava. I'm not going to read it, but in the Mefarshim here on the Rambam, you have that. And then you also, you might say, the middle formulation. One's not a gemar of the other one or a tchil of the other one. It's just two parts of the process. Two parts of the process. Right, Shechita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. Is Shechita Tchila Zrika? I'm going to say that. Right, it's four stages. So Hafrasha Nesina are two stages. Two stages of the process of how you deal with Truma. You're Mafreshit and you're no sin it. So again, that's a discussion here in the Shorish Demasar, and it is reflective and behind the scenes of yesterday's discussion of the Mishnah in Beitza and in Demai relating to Hafrasha and Nesina on Shabbos and Yantif. Okay, we continue now. Tani, says the Brice on top, that the last point we made on yesterday's daf was about Geneva's Das. Right, a person shouldn't invite their guest if they know that the guest is not coming. Shouldn't ask him if he needs something if you know he already has it. So, one final idea of Geneva's Das. Tani, ein molich lebeis ha'avel, bechle zechuches sevua. They used to bring wine to the beis ha'avel. They used to make certain brachas. Wine helps people feel good. Right, the Gemara talks about it in Maseches Ksubis, in the Bavli, all the different cups of wine that they used to have, and they were mevatel all of them because it just led to shichrus. But they used to bring wine. So you're not supposed to bring wine to an avel in a colored glass kli. Mipnei shehu toan otai naschinam. Because it could create a false impression. You can't really see inside, and maybe you're going to put it down on the table, and they're not going to know how much you brought. Then it's what kind of false impression? Either quality or quantity. Either quality or quantity. Most assume that it is quality. That you can't really tell what color it is. Red was the best quality wine. And in this type of kli, it kind of looks reddish, even though it's not red wine. So they're going to have to be machzik yutova. They're going to say thank you and feel indebted to you and beholden to you because you brought them this fancy red wine, but really you didn't bring them the fancy red wine. You bring them this maybe clearer wine in this kli. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. I don't know, let's say somebody, Bizman Azeh, would fill up a fancy bottle of wine with less quality bottle and then give it. That would be Geneva's Das, if that would be something that would happen. Others say that maybe it has to do with the amount also. The amount also. Right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, V'choshvin shemevi lo b'mida meruba, o davar chashav b'yoser. Right, you might be giving more. You can't tell exactly how much is in the bottle. So you might be giving more than what the person thinks. So either way, those are, that's a Geneva's Das issue. Right, it's clear from here that the red wine is the best quality. There is a discussion in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, what's the best wine to use for Hilchas Shabbos? So if somebody likes a certain wine best, well, might as well be passing, that's what you do. But the Shulchan Aruch does say, let's say everything's equal. Everything's equal. You like all wines equally. You have red wine and you have white wine, what we call it. Equal everything. So Shulchan Aruch says, maybe we use red wine. Right now, or the Farshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Ayin Beis talks about what wines to use on Shabbos. And then that could carry over to any koshal bracha. Ein bekachin al yayin sheirecho ra. Don't make a use for kiddush on wine that smells bad. What about not to use a yayin megula, right? To use a revealed wine, right? But going back to the snakes, even a idna, even today. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to be worried about Yayin Megulah Bizman Hazeh. You still shouldn't use it for Kiddush. But then the Shulchan Aruch says in Halacha Sif Dalad, Mikachin al Yayin Lavan. You could use white wine. Mikachin al Yayin Yavan. Vaharamban poslo la Kiddush afilu b'dieved. The Ramban says, Pasul. You cannot use white wine for Kiddush, the Ramban says. Avo mavdilin alav. But you can use it for Avdalah. Right, use it for Havdalah, because as we said a couple of days ago, Havdalah might be the Rabbanan, but you can use it for Havdalah, because you can also use Chamar Medina for Havdalah. Uminaga Olam Kisvara Rishona. The Shulchan Aruch says the Minaga Olam is like the Svara Rishona, that one can use white wine. The Mishnah Berurah says Kisvara Rishona, Belio Rabba Mashba de Biyayin Shu Lovan Yoser Midai, Nachon Lachosh Ladatsa Ramban, Shlo Lekadi Shalav. I know what that means. Right? Real white wine. Real white wine. I guess clear is the real white wine. Ella b'shas adchak she'ein lo adom. But if you don't have red, then you could use the white. But earlier, why? What's the issue here? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Yud, he says d'lekula yama mitzvah lechachila lechazer achar yayin adom. Right, lekula yama using red wine is better based on he quotes from a Yerushalmi. Ella dim ein lo adom o she'eino mishubach. But if you don't have red or the other one is better, or you like it even better. Svirla ledeyazu demutu lechadchila lekadesh al lavan. So that's a discussion. You remember on Pesach you have that discussion about using red, but that's connected to the dam of in Mitzrayim, and the Taz there said. Remember that nowadays we don't use any red wine because of blood libel issues. So we use clear wine. For the Seder, and we're not makbid for that chumrah of the chachila be connected to the red. So again, lamaisa, one should use whatever they enjoy. Tani says the brisa. What is this brisa doing here? So the brisa is going to be about darkei shalom. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says we had two daf ago. We had a line that you can use. They were matir tevel. Right, in the, remember he invites you over, and maybe the first Shabbos, maybe the first Shabbos Sheva Brachas, and it's Mutter Bishop Darkei Shalom. So, related to that, we have a Brisa related to Darkei Shalom. Tani, Irshi, Ishba, Goyim, Yisrael, a city that is a mixed city. A mixed city. Jewish and idolatrous. Hagaboyim, Govin, Mishel, Yisrael, Mishel, Goyim. When you collect stucker from the city, everybody has to contribute to the charity box. Everybody equally. Umefarnes and Ani, Yisrael, Ani, Akum. And everybody gets from the charity box. And Yimefarnes, all equally. Keep that lashon in mind. Let's just finish the brisa. Umevakrin choli Yisrael v'choli goyim, and we do biker cholim to Jewish and non-Jewish patients. V'kover and meisi Yisrael and meisi goyim, and we have kvura. We bury the dead of the Jewish and the non-Jewish. Umenachmin aveli Yisrael aveli goyim. You do nicham avelim. What is that? The goyim are not sitting shiva, right? So it means comforting them in however one comforts them. Umachnisin klei goyim uklei Yisrael, and you bring in, according to our girsa, machnisin klei goyim klei Yisrael. What does that mean? Let's say there are kalim that are outside that might be stolen, so you bring them in. Mishum mibnei darkei shalom. That's going on everything because you want social harmony, you want peace in the world. So darkei shalom. There's another girsa, the Rashi Eliyahu quotes, not machnisin but mechabsin laundry, right? Velo kaptina mishum tuma. Right, you don't worry that their kalim, their begadim, are going to be a tameh. No, you do their laundry. Fine. So a number of points to make. There is a girsa that's quoted. This gemara appears in this price is quoted in Gittin also daf samachay. And there is a girsa there that has kovrin meisei nachrim im meisei Yisrael, not kovrin meisei Yisrael u meisei gayim, but im. And Rashi there says. It doesn't mean in the same cemetery, lav bekever Yisrael, bury them together, ela misaskin bahem im matzum harugim im Yisrael. Just means if you find a bunch of bodies, in the days of old, maybe this was more common, so you bury them all. You have to bury them all, but not together. Nira mitoch pirusho, the Rashba says, you could interpret from his pirush. The dafka ka'amar im meisa Yisrael klomar ba'odenu misasekim shar meisa Yisrael. If you're already involved in burial and you find some meisa akum, then you bury them all. That's darkei shalom. Does avilei eva im misasek be'elu umeniach ezelu. Aval amatzim if ne'atzma lo. But maybe if you just happen to be going and you have to see some bodies on the floor, so then no, there's no katzba meis mitzvah. Maybe to knock on le'elu lo misdamna. Right? There's always a way to. I'm busy. I'm rushing. You're not involved. So that's the diuk that you might make. And the Rashba says, I think it's a wrong diuk. V'lo mechuvar, I don't think that diuk is correct. That im doesn't mean only if you're being osek in Jewish burial anyway. You know what? Add in. No. Dahai emesi Yisrael katani kishem shemisasi kamar. The im is like a just like. It's not off dafka with. But if, right, just like you bury the Jews, you bury the idolaters. V'chein also mefarnesin ani egoyim im ani Yisrael v'chein l'kulam. V'chein mefurish b'Yerushalmi. And look in the Yerushalmi. Look at the language of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't have im. It just has v, right? It has v. So therefore you see, says the Rashba, that is what we owe. Then he says, and also look in the Tosefta. The Tosefta just has a lashon of kovrin meis egoyim. No im, no v, nothing. Just that's what you have. So that's the Rashba in Gittin on Daf Samachay and the Ritva there also that talk about this as well. There is a discussion, Kovrin, Kovei Meisi Yisrael Meisi Akum. There is a discussion in Lumdis, the mitzvah of Kvura. I haven't talked about this in a while. The mitzvah of Kvura of a Jew. There is a discussion what the source is. So the source is a pasuk in Kisetze about by Chayvim Mises Bezdin, not to leave the body out overnight. Is it only overnight? What about a mitzvah? Ki kavra tik barenu by yomahu ki kilas alokim talui. So, but what's the nature of that mitzvah? What's the nature of the mitzvah of burials or of Soloveitchik? Part of this is Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Shechter has this in Eretz Tzvi and Simen Yud Beis. Where he discusses, we know the Brisa in Masechet Megillah tells us a chilek between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Items that have mitzvah sanctity and items that have inherent sanctity. Tzitzis, shofar, sukkah, all of those are Tashmishei Mitzvah. They have Kedusha as you use them, but when you finish using them and you decide they're not going to be used anymore, then they lose their Kedusha. And Mi'akra Din, they can be thrown out. Right, tzitzis, and it shouldn't be thrown out with the chicken bones, but to put it in a plastic bag and it could be put in the garbage. Right, any tashmishei mitzvah. A lulav, what do you do with a lulav? We burn the lulav. So mitzvah burning the lulav, we use the lulav to burn the chametz. So mitzvah burning the, you're destroying a mitzvah. You never burn a mezuzah, right, to help with the chametz, right? You burn a lulav. But why not? Because mezuzah and sefer Torah and tefillin boxes and tefillin bags and mezuzah case, all of those are tashmishei kedusha, not tashmishei mitzvah. Right? Those have inherent kedusha. Anything connected to the ksav of Torah has tashmishei mitzvah. And anything that is used, not only a mezuzah, but anything that is used for a mezuzah. Anything that is used for tefillin. Right? The ritzuos of tefillin are a discussion in the postgame. Anything that's connected to that is called tashmishei kedusha, and that requires burial, right? That requires what we call geniza or shemus. Fine. So that is a chiluk of mentioned in the Brisa. But now suggests, I think it's Rav Soloveitchik, who says here maybe that's the difference between kvuras Yisrael and kvuras Akum. Why is kvuras Yisrael a daraisa and kvuras Akum is only mebnei darkei shalom as we have here? Because a Jew is tashmishei kedusha. Right, a Jew is connected to Torah. He's like a mezuzah. He's like a tefillin box. Right, tashmishei kedusha, and therefore tashmishei kedusha nignazin. Right, they have to be buried. They have to be put away. And while a guy doesn't have any mitzvah of Torah, doesn't have connection to Torah, but tashmishei mitzvah. So that's with the tree properly, but it's darkei shalom, and therefore it doesn't have the same level of the mitzvah of kavura. What about a Jew that never learned anything in his life? He doesn't have a connection to Torah. Every Jew learned, right? Nida daflamid, the pinta liyid that learns in utero with the malach. So every Jew has that connection to Torah, and that is the source, one of the ideas of kavura, kavuras Yisrael. Okay, so that is in this brisa of Meisei Yisrael, Meisei Akum, Vichulu. There are other ideas about, there's a Medrash in Breishis that talks about Kvura is the ultimate closing of a Ma'agal. Adam came from the ground and we go back to the ground, they'll offer tashuv. And it's a different idea of kvura, and there might be nafkaminas between the different sources. Do you have to bury dafka in the ground? What a difference maybe between relatives and non-relatives. Okay. Girdoi shalom the Rabbi Imi. The weavers asked Rabbi Imi, Yo mishta shal goya mahu. What about on the day of the party that the idolaters are having? Even there, to go there if they invite you to the party to be sameach with them, darki shalom? How far do you take this? So Savar mishrei lo min hacham and darki shalom. Rav Imi thought, oh yeah, darki shalom. They invite you to the party. You want to keep on good terms. You got to go to the party. Amalon Rabbi Bar. Rabbi Bar was there and says, what are you talking about? Vatani Rabbi Chia yom mishra shogayim asur. Chia said it's asur. Right, that the darki shalom. It's asur. Amar Rabbi Imi. Rabbi Imi's like, wow, thank you for saving me. Ilule Rabbi Bar. If Rabbi Bar wouldn't be here, question about the girsos here. The Gra changes the girsa a little bit. Ilule Rabbi Bar. Kfar hayinu ba'in lahatir avodazar shalahen. We wouldn't bother this, and it's not appropriate. Ubarach hamakom sherichaknu mehem. Thank God. Thank God that, I was, caught in time, and I didn't allow this. So what is this? This is, again, halacha lemaisa in terms of holiday parties, in terms of taking part at all in anything and giving presents, is a big topic. Part of the issue is whether there's an isidaraisa going on here or an isidarabanan. If it's isidarabanan, then you could push it all bishamib darki shalom and covet abriyas, as the Gemara says. If something's an isidaraisa, that's much more tricky. Taking part. So if you look in the Tosefta and Avodah Zarah, Hey Beis, the Tosefta quotes a pasuk, which makes it sound like it's a daraisa. The Tosefta says, Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz ovdei avodah zarah kochavim b'tarahein. Jews in chutz la'aretz are smack of avodah zarah. Ketzad, ovdei kochavim she'asem mishta l'bno, an idolater that made a party for his son. Falach v'zimin, it's called a Yehudim shebi'iro. He invited all the Jews in the city. Af al bishein ochlin mishalohen, v'shosin mishalohen, v'shama shalohen, even though it's glatt kosher. Omed al gabe avodei avodah kochavim heim. They're still involved in Ovdei Avodah Zarah and idolatry. Shenemar v'yakara lecha v'yachalta mizivcha. As the pasuk says, he'll call to you and you'll eat from his zevach. And the Chazal say it doesn't only mean eating from his zevach, but taking part in the party. So if you take that Tosefta literally, it sounds like it's connected, being part of a party relating to Avodah Zarah, it's asa daraisa. And if you look in the Ritva, look in another Mishnah, Ritva in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches, and elsewhere, he said, the Nafkamina is brought about Bizman Azeh. He says, Im Sholeach lo agoy doron, ein kan, vafil Bizman Azeh aser, v'lo chayshinam le'evak, even the Yisura daraisahu, uki'ilu ochel tikro es avodah zarah. Going to a party in their makom where there is connections of avodah zarah. You can't do that. The Ritva says, avalim Sholeach lo agoy doron, if the goy sends you a present. Ein kan isur daraisa elisur drabanan kein mishnasenu pshim to ozlo lamodel avodah zarah ubizmanazem muter. Once it's drabanan, there's more flexibility in terms of darki shalom. But if it's daraisa, not so. That's a discussion. What is daraisa? What's not daraisa? Not paskin lamaisa at all. But that's an important discussion. Says the next mishnah halacha dalet mishnah haomer lemishen oneman lamaisris. Again, the rest of the daf here is shas topics, not daf kedemai. It's Ne'emanus issues. Homer l'mishinu Ne'eman al-Maisras. Kachli m'mishu Ne'eman. I tell somebody who is not a Ne'eman. Can you please go buy me some vegetables from somebody who is a Ne'eman? So, kachli m'mishu Ne'eman. M'mishu Maser. And somebody from somebody who is Maaser. Right, or the Rasilio discusses what's the difference between those two. Somebody who is a Ne'eman, somebody who is Maaser. Ain't no Ne'eman. So the guy is not believed. This guy is not a Ne'eman. I say, go buy me stuff from a Ne'eman. So he's not believed to say he got it from a Ne'eman. Right, there's no, why? Because he'll say, oh, I thought he was a Ne'eman. If I go do research and find out where he got it from. The guy can say, I thought he was a Ne'eman. Bad meish ploni. But if I say, go buy from so-and-so, from Reuven, how he's a Ne'eman, then he's Ne'eman because I could just go in and check up on him. He's scared to take it, get it from anywhere else. So if I say go buy it from Ploni, who's a Ne'eman, then he's going to have to get it from Ploni, who is a Ne'eman. The Rashba writes in one place that, or if the guy comes back and says, I bought it from Ploni, who's a Ne'eman. The same thing, right? If he also tells me who he got it from, that also. But, halach likach mimenu. What if he went and says, Amar lo, lo matasav lakadol chameyachar shu Ne'eman, eno Ne'eman. What if he says, I couldn't find that guy that you wanted me to buy from, but I got it from a different guy. Who's a Naaman? He's not believed. Again, because he could say that I thought he was a Naaman. Right, so this is quoted halacha lemaisa in various contexts. In Kuf Yutes, we're not going to read it, but in Kuf Yutes, Sif Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch, based on a Rashba, talks about somebody who's not trusted, who's chashed on Gvinas Akum. Could you have him go and bring you Gvina and say it's from a Naaman? So the Rashba says, Ha'omar l'misha chashed lecho Gvina shal goy, k'nei li Gvina k'sheira min ha-mumcha. Right, go buy me kosher cheese. V'halaf hevi lo, v'amar min ha-k'sheira kanisi min ha-mumcha. Eino Naaman. Meish ploni mumcha Naaman. Where do you get that from? The Mishnah in Demai. Right, the Mishnah in Demai, right, says the Beis Yosef, that's where it comes from. And then the Beis Yosef says, it could be, this is only by Durabanans. Right, what's the Rashba talking about? Gvinas Akum. What are we talking about? Demai. Right, that's where we say that we're Mako, but if it's somebody is Chashan, it's talking about Nisa Daraisa, maybe if he says Miploni Mimcha, it's not good enough. Maybe even if he's not scared enough. So maybe that's why the Rashba talks about Gvina, based on our case of Demai. It's all in the world of the Rabbanan. Tani, Amar Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says, Afilo Amar lo Miploni Eino Naaman, Achi Omar lo Kach Vani No Sein Mos. Rabbi Yosi says, even if I say from so and so, Rabbi Yosi has a Chumra, he's still not Naaman. Because maybe the guy will think that he's never going to check up on me. But if I say, go buy from him, don't pay him, I'll pay him credit. So then he's going to be scared, because then I'm going to have to go meet the guy to pay him. So only there, Rabbi Yossi says, he's a Naaman. My time at Rabbi Yossi, ani omer, echad karav matzav alakach imeno. Because I'll say, maybe he met karav, either here means, he met somebody close by, or he met a relative. Right? And he got it from him. Right? And he didn't go to where he was supposed to go. Says the Gemara, question about this Dalid, Tanin and Taman, we learned over there, the Mishnah Meseches Gittin. Samachay. His Kabbalah Gittin, Makom Ploni. If a woman says, could you please go to such and such a place and get my get there? Be a Shliach LaKabbalah. Go get my get in such a place. Ocheles B'tshuma, Shiyagia Gelo Samakom. The Tanakama says, if a woman says, go get my get in Tel Aviv, so then, depending how long it takes to get to Tel Aviv, the woman who is married to a Kohen, but she's not a Bas Kohen, she could still eat Truma until the amount of time that she could estimate it takes to get to Tel Aviv. Right, and that's why she says, go get my get in Tel Aviv. The Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar Oser Miyad, Rabbi Lazar says, no, she's Oser right away. Why? Because we assume that maybe right when she walked out, she found the husband, right when the Shliach walked out, he found the husband, he got the get right there. Aye, what about the fact that she said, go to Tel Aviv? Says the Gemara there in Gittin, and the Mara folder here quotes it, the phrase, Mare Makom Hulo. She's just showing him a place, yeah, in Tel Aviv, but that's not Dafka. I'm just letting you know, I think where the husband is there. If you happen to see the husband when you walk out of the front door, so you'll get the get then. So therefore, the Gittin might be right away, and therefore, you have to be Choshesh that right away it happened. My time of Rebbe Lazar, Ani Omer, Achara Delos Mitzo. Rebbe Lazar says, right behind the door, you know, the Shliach found the husband, and therefore, the get might have taken place. That Lashon, just by the way, Mare Makom Hulo, is a phrase that's taken out of context by the Minchas Chinuch and others, but Minchas Chinuch often, when he wants to just say, I'm just giving you some Mare Makomos, but I'm not going to go into this in depth. So he says, Mare Makom Anilo. I'm just showing you the Makom. But the context of where that is here in Gittin. So we have Rabbi Yossi in our Brisa, Rabbi Yossi who says, even if you say, go get from so-and-so, you have to be choshesh that he got it from a guy right outside the door. In Meseches Gittin, even if she says, go get my get in Tel Aviv, you have to be choshesh that she got the get, you know, right outside the door. So the Gemara is going to put these two sheets together. So the Gemara says, Asya der Balazar ker Rabbi Yossi ker Balazar. Right? Are they parallel? Do they connect to each other? Rabbi Yossi by Demai, Rabbi Balazar by get. So the Gemara says, no, they're not exactly parallel. Rabbi Yossi riba mid der Rabbi Balazar. Rabbi Yossi goes farther. Rabbi Yossi, in our case, goes farther than Rabbi Lazar. V'lo moder Rabbi Lazar, wouldn't Rabbi Lazar be moder? Shim amra lo, al tikablei oli el b'makom ploni, shiocheles b'tshuma shiagik elo samakom. Wouldn't Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar says, if she says, go get my get in Tel Aviv, then you have to be worried that she got it right outside the door. But what if she says, only accept my get in Tel Aviv? So then it's not going to work. Then she does eat truma until she gets to Tel Aviv. Because even if she met the husband outside the door, the shliach's got to go to Tel Aviv. She's going to help because she said, don't accept my get. I'll take Gableo. Don't accept my get in Tel Aviv. So there, Rabbi Lazar would agree by the case of get. But isn't that like kind of what happened here? But here he says, only get it from Ploni. And still, Rabbi Yossi says, you have to be choshesh, you got it from outside. Only if you do it on credit. My time with Rabbi Yossi, ani omer, echad korab matzav, alachach imimenu. Even in that case, even if he said specific instructions, only get it from so-and-so, still it's not going to work. So therefore, you see, it's not exactly the same shita. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi. There is an important Tosfos. Tosfos discusses this in Maseches Gittin there on Daf Samachay. So if she says, that case, where everybody agrees, only get my get in Tel Aviv. And what happens if the shlich meets the husband right outside? What happened in that case? So then we say, she's got to bring it. She's got to bring it to Tel Aviv, and only there the get's going to work. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Kol hecha, hachi gamarlei mishkal, kol hecha de mishkachslei shikla shakle mine. Wherever you, this is how we understand that. Wherever you find him, you could take it, but gita lohavia de matas lamasa maxia. Right? But the get's not going to be a good get until you get to Masa Maxia, until you get to the other place. Ask Tosfos, but one second. You need an asina. Right? If a woman goes and picks up the get from the floor, that's not a good asina. That's tli gitech miyagabe karka. If the husband says, look, the get's on the floor, go pick it up. That's not a gittin. Right? That's not a gerisha, because you need v'nasan v'yada. So here, what does the Gemara say? If the shliach happened to be the husband right outside, she's got to take the get to Masa Maxia, and then it's going to be a good get. Why is that a good get? Where's the nasina saval? The husband gave it here. And then you get to get it there. Isn't this like she found the get in Masa Maxia? There's no Nesina there. So ask Tosfos. Vim Tomar. Vim Eino wrote says she get it on Masa Maxia. Gam she agil Masa Maxia. Lo yehe get. To ha Eino makablo shah miyad abal. She's not getting it there. Vahavi kamo tili get miyal gabi karka. It's like she found it in Masa Maxia and picks it up. There's no Nesina there. And if it's saying where the Baal, well, maybe the Baal made him a shliach laholacha until he gets to Masa Maxia, but, and then he'll be a shliach laKabbalah, but is a husband allowed to do that? This is heavy gittin stuff, right? Could a shliach laholacha turn into a shliach laKabbalah, right? Now be my shliach laholacha, and then there be my shliach laKabbalah? It's a little tricky. So v'yesh lomar, Tosfos says, demayri de'amarle, no, it's where, he says, Demairi, where he says, go be my shliach lo'olacha till you get there, and then appoint another shliach lo'olacha to give the get to my wife. That's what you have to say. Point two shliach lo'olachas. Vavi kamo omer le'ishar is a gidev lo tizkarshi bo'al acher yut lamed yom. And he can have a delay. It's like the husband says, here, this is your get now, but it's only going to have a chalos in a month. Right? So this is your get now, but it's only going to work in that place. If you look in the Tosa Rush, he has a little different formulation. Tosa Rush, he says, he often has formulations, V'yesh Lomar, Tahacha Kabbalah Arichtahi. It's a extended Kabbalah. Shehitchila HaKabbalah B'Bavel V'lo Nigmara Achigila Masa Maxia. Ki Yashliach Amar Labal Shekein Asato Isha Shliach V'adat Tahachi Nosun La Gamhu. So the husband gives it and says, here, I'm going to have a very long Maisa Nesina. Right? I'm going to give it to you here, but it's going to continue all the way until there. So Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos might say, what are you talking about? You can't have a 2 week Shliach, 2 week Maisa Nesina. Right? So talk about, he has a different Ukimta. He makes two Shliach Lalachas. Okay, either way, beautiful Lumdus. Says the Mishnah. Somebody walks into a city, has no idea of any hilchos kashrus there. Doesn't know who's a neman. What is he supposed to do? Lomar, mikan neman, mikan maser. Anybody here keep kosher? Anybody here know who's neman? Amar lo echad, ani eini neman, ish ploni neman. I'm not so reliable, but so and so, he keeps kosher. Hareze neman, you're allowed to rely on that. We don't assume that somebody's going to make up that story. What's called Eidan Lamchoti V'lo. Why would he do that? Right? So you can assume he's okay. But what happens? So you went to that guy to get some kosher meat. Hala, or kosher produce. Hala v'lacha mimenu. So you went and got it. V'amarlen. And then you told the guy who you're now eating his produce. Mikan mocher yashan. Who sells old produce? And old was better than old wine. Amarlo. Misha shalchacha etzli. Oh, the guy that said I eat kosher, he's got good wine. So, that kind of looks a little fishy. Even though it looks like, oh, they made a deal. You say I'm kosher, I say you got good wine. You still let it rely on it. Still rely on it in that case. But not in the following case. You have a bunch of donkey drivers, right, that are coming into the city together. They're bringing grain from cheaper places to sell it in the city. Here the Tanakhama says, if they walk into the city and one of them says, yeah, my stuff is no good, his stuff is really good. So then, either good or kosher, then you can't trust, because you have to assume that maybe in the next city they'll flip, and they have this deal going, because they're coming into cities together. It's not just people who are living in the city, that you happen to meet somebody on the street, then you can trust them, but here not. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'eman, Rabbi Yehuda says, even in that case, you can trust. We'll see the Marafolda says, B'bechi Yusan, because people need Parnassa to live, so people come in, so you're allowed to. So I'll talk more about that in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.